Hey everyone, today is August 16th, and I am so honored to be a part of these Pray Today recordings. And today we're going to be praying for those who are sick. And perhaps you're dealing with a short-term illness. You know, there's a lot of different things going around, but perhaps you're dealing with a long-term illness, or maybe even potentially a terminal illness. I know several years ago, my dad was diagnosed with ALS, and he battled it for 8 years. But then on August 1st, 2015, he passed away as a result of ALS. And so I, on a small microcosm, I understand that world. And one thing that I had to come to grips with that is, even though I prayed for healing and it didn't happen, like I started to question God's goodness. As if God's goodness depended on me. You know, how can God be good if he's not answering my prayers? But what I have to understand is that God's goodness isn't dependent on what I think, and that God's plan is bigger than my plan. In Isaiah 55, it says his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so his ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And so today we are going to pray for healing, but we have to understand that the healing may be a process. Healing might be a miraculous thing, and we want to celebrate and rejoice in that with you. Healing may come as a result of medication or treatments, but we also have to understand that healing may not come this side of heaven. And so we're going to take time and just to pause here for a moment and pray for those who are dealing with different illnesses and different sicknesses, and pray that ultimately God's glory will be shown through it, that God will be glorified in every aspect of your life and their lives as they battle through the sickness. So let's pray together. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, even in the face of different trials and in the face of different things that are happening in our lives, and specifically as we talk today with illnesses and sicknesses, Lord, we thank you that your promises are steadfast, and that you're faithful, and that you're good. And Lord, we do pray for healing. And Lord, we also understand that healing comes in a myriad of ways, whether it be through treatments, whether it be a miraculous healing, or whether healing happens on the other side of heaven. And so Lord, we pray just for peace. We pray for wisdom for the doctors and for medical staff and for families who are having to battle this in the immediate. Lord, we pray for patience, and we pray for grace within the sickness and within the illness. And Lord, ultimately, we pray for your will to be done and for you to be glorified in and through it all. Lord, may your glory be shown. And Lord, may someone's life be different as a result of seeing your glory be shown through the lives of the people of our church. We praise your name. Amen.